gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's finally Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We have so much we're getting into today. We're going to have the Friday fun fact that comes up around 6:30, 5:30 Central. Also this morning, I don't know if anybody else on the show is concerned about Liv the Web Girl. She's this healthy person. She works out more than anybody. She usually eats right, but I'm concerned with one thing she's obsessed with eating and how it can be so dangerous for her. And I don't know if she's just choosing to be oblivious to it or if she doesn't realize the dangers. It's coming up around 7:08, 6:08 Central. And of course, it being a Friday, it's a freak show Friday at 7:30, 6:30 Central. We'll be talking to Clark and Alex. You know more about these things than I do. What's the deal with Clark?
He's a widower, so his wife passed away.
Oh, man, poor guy.
And he's back on the dating scene, and he's realized something about himself that he didn't necessarily do before when he was dating.
Okay. Well, I always okay. That just puts me in a bum mood here, and then I hate to hear anybody lose somebody. All right, well, we got a lot to go to, a lot going on this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. We will have some fun. I mean, come on, it's almost the weekend.
Woo.
Follow us, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and everything is online, joeandalexshow.com. Alex, you haven't screamed once this morning. Does that mean you don't like the new Taylor Swift music?
Oh, my gosh. I love the new Taylor Swift music. I was like in tears all day yesterday. Every picture that was released leading up to the single coming out at midnight, like all of that was going on, I was just crying. And then this morning, as soon as I woke up, I watched the music video, listened to the song like 8 times. So yeah, I'm loving it. It is definitely different. I will say that, do I already know that I will probably like other songs better on her new album? Yes. Usually I do typically like the other songs of the album more than the single. So whatever the lead single is usually not my favorite out of the album ever. It's kind of like something that's like, oh, everyone will like this, and that's what she puts out. It's never usually like super lyrically deep or anything like that. So this is kind of like just a fun song, and we're playing it once an hour all day, I think.
Yeah, we are. We're actually probably play it right after we wrap up the kind of the show open right here. We'll play it for you before we get into the garbage. My sleeping's all screwed up. I actually saw the music video at like 12:10 this morning.
You stayed up that late?
Alex, I'm not trying to. I'm really honestly having sleeping issues.
Are you putting your phone down and turning your TV off and all that like for
Then I sit and toss and turn, so I pick it up again. So I was like, well, okay, it's got to be after 12 o'clock. Let's see that new Taylor Swift video.
What do you think?
I thought the video was cool. Who is the guy from? It's
Brendan Urie
from Panic at the Disco.
Mm-hmm.
I think it sounds really good. I'm not hating on it. I don't know why. I guess I have for some reason now. Not even if it's good music, I have such an unrealistic expectation of Taylor Swift music, what it should be.
Right.
And I don't hate the song, but like maybe Alex said, I'm hoping there's better music than that. It's still good.
Well,
it's
has been your favorite single that's
come out? Oh, that's just saying I'm such a basic B here. I'm like, shake it off.
Me too.
Shake it off. Like, I'm so dumb.
This song to me is very similar to Shake It Off.
No, it is. It's got a really cool beat to it, a really cool vibe.
For me, Shake It Off is by far my favorite first single that she has ever come out with. I like this song. Like, if it's on the radio, I'm not going to, like, you know, flip channels. You know, like, if it's on the radio, I'll keep it.
Well, don't. We'll lose our job, Liv. We need people to listen. Don't even give them an option. It's stuck.
The music video is cool. Yeah, I guess I might just have, like, an unrealistic expectation for Taylor Swift music.
And like, that's a big thing for us to step through and realize that.
When I first heard it, like, I was like, oh, it's good. But like when I first heard Seven Rings by Ariana Grande or Thank You Next, that was on repeat all day long. I could not stop listening to it. It made me feel some type of way.
I'll tell you
like
this.
Last
week we debuted Little Dicky, Earth.
Oh,
and it was cool. That was like, hold on. Listen, you can't hate on him because he's got some bangers back in the day. We will say I'm like, I love Little Dicky, but I was kind of bummed out. Obviously, it was like an Earth theme, so I get that. Listen, not everybody's going to hit homers every time. That's a baseball analogy. You know
I think this song is a massive smash.
I think it'll go number one.
I mean, yeah, I definitely think it'll go number one also because it's Taylor Swift, so of course it's going to go number one. That's not even a question. But
yeah,
I mean,
she didn't have any number ones on her last album. I don't think.
Yeah, look what she got what close. Made me do. Went to number one because I remember when Cardi B took the number one spot.
Oh,
she
you're right.
Flowers.
You're
that,
right.
That music video was
that.
Better, though. But it was cool.
But, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people will love it. It'll be a big radio hit, but it's just, I mean, it's
well,
good.
Well, there are secrets.
Ooh, I like secrets.
In this music video, some Ooh. New big things she's done in her life that I will tell you about coming up after 7 o'clock.
I thought Mariah Carey.
7, 6 central.
I'll tell you this. I thought Mariah Carey was going to come out at the beginning of the video.
Mariah Carey?
Why?
Well, if you associate people with certain animals or creatures.
Oh, butterflies.
Okay, spoiler alert. There we go. No, I didn't know. Anyways, Porkchop, how was your day, dude?
It was good. I went out to the bar last night to do the Family Feud trivia.
You hung over?
No, not at all. I had one beer. My team, we actually tied for first.
What was your trivia team name?
I can't say it on the radio.
Well, oh, really bad?
Wow, I mean, you can't be going out there with names inappropriate that.
They've been going there for months, you know, for like a year. And
okay.
I just joined them, so it's not like I could just come in and, hey, guys, let's have a new team name.
Okay.
So, rated R Pork Chop.
Ooh, yeah,
so anyways,
funky.
It ended and like we were tied for first, so we had to do a tiebreaker. And one of the questions earlier in the day was, what would you put on toast? So what would you say?
Butter.
Oh, the number one thing would be butter. Then probably it would be like jelly or jam. And then somebody avocado.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, that's actually right. It was butter and then jam and then peanut butter. So the tiebreaker was guess how many people said butter. So it's out of 100. How many, you guys? I'll take a quick guess.
60.
I'm going to say 77.
43.
All right. My guess was 69.
Yeah, oh, my
Look
God.
At you are job. Drunk and perverted all the
no,
time.
No, I'm serious. That was my guess. And then the answer was 83.
Wow.
But my team decided to go with 50.
Oh, no.
And the other team picked 63, so the other team won.
Oh, you guys were close.
What a bunch of dummies.
We should have picked 69.
Always pick 69. Life lessons.
Well, yeah. Alex, I don't know if you... Okay, never mind. I'm not even going to get into that one. Not necessarily true. Could be some bad things that happen. Hey, so that's interesting, Porkchop. We're proud of you for being second place, I guess.
Yeah,
yay.
I know.
Okay, cool. Alex, I got this new Taylor I want to play in 1 second, but I got to know what's coming up in the garbage first.
Okay. Is Bradley Cooper going on tour with Lady Gaga?
Ooh.
We're not wasting time. We're getting right into it. All right, everybody, act excited.
Woo!
It's brand new music from this new artist called Taylor Swift. It's called You. Oh,
no.
Wait. It's called Me. Sorry, Alex. I didn't mean to ruin the moment. Let us know what you think, by the way. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
Ellen asked Bradley Cooper if he'll be going on tour with Lady Gaga after the success of their Star is Born soundtrack.
I mean, no. But but you know what I thought would be a cool thing to do maybe one night is like do like a live reading of the movie, of the script, and sing all the songs as you're reading the script, like in like at the Hollywood Bowl or something.
Cardi B is weighing in on all of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls, saying it's time to start learning and encouraging voting now. She posted a picture of all the hopefuls on Instagram, saying, "Posts I love to see. These are the Democratic nominees. I can't front. I only heard and read about 6 of them. I'm going to research these names in my flight. Let's start learning and encouraging voting now, not when popular to do so, and it's only like 4 nominees left." This is not the first time Cardi has gotten political on Instagram. She did discuss her opinions on Trump in January on her Instagram story.
I don't totally disagree with her, but I'm not, like, if you're, like, looking at any of the Democrat candidates, I don't think I can research 20 people. That's a lot of work. I don't think I've researched 20 things ever in my life. No, thank you.
Pink and her husband, Carrie Hart, have been attending couples counseling for nearly 17 years, and they're saying it works. Pink says it's the only reason we're still together. He speaks Polish, I speak Italian, and she speaks both. We don't speak the same language. We come from broken families, and we had no model for how are we supposed to keep this family together and live this crazy life. There's no book that says, here's how to do this. So we go to counseling, and it works. Blac Chyna reportedly was accepted to Harvard Business School for an online course, but now Harvard is firing back and saying that this is not true. Angela White is Blac Chyna's real name, and according to her and the alleged acceptance letter, school is going to help me take things up a couple of notches. People are always talking about me. Might as well talk about the good. Well, Harvard is speaking out on the situation, and they said Harvard Business School Online has not admitted nor provided an acceptance letter to a person named Angela White. So that's
interesting.
Awkward.
Interesting.
Coming up in less than an hour, Taylor Swift, brand new Taylor Swift. I'm going to tell you about those secrets I discovered hidden in the new music video.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Is everybody ready to have some fun and learn something? Come on, class.
Duh.
Okay, here we go. It's time for the Friday Fun Fact.
You're going to learn today.
Now, not to be confused with the free stuff they offer at restaurants called Wi-Fi. Oh, wait, that's not a food item? My bad. Okay. No. Do you have any old people you know that actually think Wi-Fi is like, oh, get some of that free Wi-Fi?
They think it's food?
Some people have thought that
in
my family.
I have never heard that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. No, my family's cheap, so if it's free, they're like, hey, I'll have some of that free Wi-Fi.
No wonder Lindsay wants to never visit them.
Okay, you know what? That is not part of the fun fact. No, but have you ever wondered where the term Wi-Fi came from? Like for your internet, on your phone and on your laptop and all those good things? Well, you may be under the impression that Wi-Fi is short for maybe, you know, wireless fidelity. That would make sense. But would you think that you're wrong? Because you are. It turns out Wi-Fi stands for nothing. Wi-Fi, here's this word, it's really exciting, I promise. It's a registered trademark of the Wi-Fi Alliance, formerly known as the Wireless Ethernet Company Alliance. How exciting. Wi-Fi Alliance shared the history of their term back in 2005. Here's what they said. The wireless industry was seeking a user-friendly name to refer to technology that was known at the time as IEEE802.11.
Oh, boy. Huh.
Yeah, so for example, at work, we don't have the best IEEE802.11.
Yeah, no one's going to say that.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue.
I thought Wi-Fi meant wireless free internet.
That's another speculation, but the company that created it says no. They actually had a consultant group come in and gave like 10 ideas, 10 different names, and they narrowed it down and it came up with Wi-Fi, which sounds a lot like hi-fi, aka high fidelity, as if it sounds really good or it works really good. But that doesn't even mean anything. It's just like a really bad attempt to make something sound good. So Wi-Fi is nothing. That's just the name for that long code I gave you of IEEE802.11.
Things are not always what they seem.
Wasn't that fun?
Woo! So fun.
Oh my gosh, guys, that was great. That's your Friday Fun Fact on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. I hope you're ready for the news that, well, I think you need to know. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, we knew about it, but now we actually officially have heard it. It looks like former Vice President Joe Biden is running for president.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
Side note, I love the background music in these videos. They're so dramatic. Like, I need that. Now, I mean, President Trump's not going to sit back and do nothing. He was on the Sean Hannity show, and he was asking, Sean Hannity asked President Trump what he thought about other candidates, and he went on and on. But here's him kind of talking about what he thinks about Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Well, I think we're calling him Sleepy Joe because I've known him for a while and he's a pretty sleepy guy. A lot of people wanted me to change the word sleepy to something else that rhymes with it. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, hold on. Sleepy. What rhymes with sleepy?
Creepy. The other nickname is Creepy Joe.
I wasn't going to guess that. I never thought that.
And I thought it was too nasty. Yeah. He's not going to be able to deal with President Xi, I will tell you. That's a different level of energy and, frankly, intelligence. He's not going to be able to do the job.
So if you're wondering, President Trump didn't think anybody else also running for the Democratic side would be that good either. But that's kind of interesting to hear the response right there. Before 1989, if you were born, you better listen up because I'm going to scare the crap out of you like I'm really on the news. If you were born before 1989, you may need another measles vaccine. Not Nowadays, children get two doses of the combination measles, mumps, and is it rubella? This is my medical side not knowing crap about it.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, whatever. Or an MMR is what they call a vaccine, starting at the age of one. But prior to 1989, that's me, 1985, what up? People were given just one shot. So now with the new outbreak, those born before 89 may need another shot. But as recently as the 1980s, people in the U.S. and elsewhere were only given one shot. So this is just recently, you know, that they started doing that. In 1989, following a series of outbreaks, the public health experts in the U.S. kind of said, hey, you should probably get this two-shot thing. So they're not saying you have to.
So are you guys going to do it?
You know, probably, because as much as I like time off work, that's not how I want to be spending it.
With the measles?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I have a. Well, so what's the actual cutoff date? Is it like December 31st,
They're saying people before... I'd say roughly.
Yeah. Because I was born 2 months before that.
Well, listen, I hope you worry about it and stress all weekend. You can just call your doctor, say, hey, I heard my coworker talking about this. Do I need to worry?
Oh, you know what he's going to do. He's going to say, how much is it? And then depending on that, if it's less, if it's more than $5, he's just going to say, eh, I'll chance getting
will
the measles.
Will it kill me? No? Okay. I will live with that. So... yeah, I feel like poor Chas would come into work with the mumps for sure. Football talk. Liv the Web Girl loves herself some football. I bet she was watching this. The Arizona Cardinals selected Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray with the number one pick in the NFL draft last night. The Houston Texans picked Titus Howard. He's an offensive tackle with the 23rd overall pick. The Indianapolis Colts, they didn't have a pick in the first round. They have a second round pick when they get to go today. But the second and third rounds happen today, and then they finish up tomorrow with rounds 4 through 7. Liv the Web Girl, your thoughts so far?
Kyler Murray is the first person ever to be a first round pick for the MLB and the NFL.
Whoa.
Which I think is really cool.
Do you think he should should have went to the MLB?
I mean, I think he should do both. There's players that have done it before.
Look at that.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Well, there's different seasons, yeah. I mean, and they don't overlap,
yeah,
so you could
do it. Yeah,
they
don't really overlap. The only thing that really overlaps is, like, training and stuff.
Like, maybe there's playoffs in baseball.
Yeah.
Getting wow, into that. That's interesting.
Yeah,
you should
playoffs
do both.
In baseball, too, is, like, the only thing where there's, like, overlappage.
You should do it.
Sports with Liv. Okay, did anybody here go to Coachella? I mean, sorry, Coachella? I hope not. There's an online herpes treatment service that says reports of herpes skyrocketed in Southern California over the past 2 weeks, which might suggest that there was an outbreak at this year's Coachella.
I'm not shocked.
They normally handle 12 cases a day in Southern California, just in general with stuff like that. But during the first 2 days of the festival, they received almost 120 inquiries, about 10 times more than average.
That's lovely.
I just don't think I want to go to Coachella next year. That does not sound fun to me. Today's a special day. It's National Pretzel Day. A few chains are offering some actual good deals. Usually I don't mention stuff because there's like, hey, blah, 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 you'll get a dollar off. No, give us something for free. If we're going to mention you, we want it for free. Wetzel's Pretzels, you can get a free soft pretzel today, no strings attached. If you follow them on Instagram, you can stop in next week. They'll give away another free pretzel to you. Also, Aunt Annie, Auntie Anne's. There we go. As you can tell, I go there all the time. Has a buy one, get one deal all weekend, so you don't have to do this today, where your second pretzel will be free. And Snyder's is handing out free bags of pretzels, but unfortunately, it's not going to be in Texas or Indiana, so aww. I don't even know why I mentioned that. But if you're going on a road trip this weekend, maybe you'll get yourself some free pretzels.
Well, all my friends, all the people out there that are as obsessed with The Office as I am, then you know today is a very big day. It's Stanley's favorite day. It's Pretzel Day!
Hey, everybody! I did not know that, but I haven't watched The Office more than once. So
yeah.
Now I know. And finally, I like to wrap up with alcohol as often as I can. It's a good thing to do. The new Bud Light flavor is Bud Light Lemon tea. So, if you're curious what it tastes like, so you just got to mix some beer and lemon iced tea, and you'll be able to find out what it's like. I feel like that's going to be really good.
I'm like, I already hate beer. It's very hard for me to get on board with drinking a beer, and now they just made it worse.
All right, let me ask Liv, because I feel like she enjoys a beer from time to time. Do you think this Bud Light flavor, the Bud Light lemon tea, will be good or no? Just your rough speculation without sipping upon it.
Without sipping upon it, first reaction, I feel like it's going to taste like trash.
Have you tried, was it Natty S, you know, that kind of like pink lemonade thingy, or what
Ew,
did they come
that's
out?
That's so disgusting. No, I did not try that.
Okay.
But also, that reminds me of pink lemonade Burnett. Mm-hmm. Which used to be like the go-to when I was in
used to be?
High
I thought
school.
It still was.
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've never had that.
You've never had pink lemonade brunettes. That's like all we drank when we were like seniors in high school.
Let me go to my car. I'll go grab the bottle.
No, we were getting $5 bottles of vodka at Walgreens and making bullfrog.
Ew.
What's a bullfrog?
It's like a lemon lime soda, a packet of cherry Kool-Aid, and then you dump the vodka in there.
Of course you're going to put a packet of Kool-Aid into something to make it sweeter. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it out online at joeandalexshow.com. Oh my goodness. It is a Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So many ways to connect. Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Give us
a little likey like.
Through our show umbilical cord, you can just be attached right there to us permanently if you want.
The only problem here is that you're going to have to taste Alex's nasty juice. Probably.
It's cranberry. You'll like it. All and right. You'll love having chicken nuggets 24/7. It's fun.
Yeah, and if you don't already have a Beaties, well, it's coming your way. So congratulations. Also, too, we have a brand new YouTube channel we just launched. Hey, to search for the Joe and Alex Show, subscribe so we can keep up putting some cool content out there.
Yes, I'm going to be posting some throwback videos, which I'm sure some of you have never seen before, so you definitely want to subscribe.
You can't do that.
I'm going to do it anyways, Joe. No, you're not the boss of me. It's 2019. I can do what I want.
Today's a Friday, though. It has to be a flashback Friday. People would be so offended if you did a throwback Thursday content.
Okay, I'm sorry. Flashback Friday.
On a flashback
I'm
Friday.
Sorry. How dare I?
Yeah, no kidding. You're the web girl and you don't know these things? Gosh, do you know what Saturday is?
What? Suck It Saturday?
Well, congratulations to Jewel Daddy. No.
No, not like no. that. I meant like, suck it. Like, you
oh,
suck.
Yeah, whatever. No, it's Catterday. Anyways.
It is? So it's like National Cat Day or something?
Every Saturday, if you're a cat person, look up the hashtag Catterday. It's always cute cat photos.
Well, also, if you're a fan of the University of Kentucky and their trash program they have there.
Oh, UK.
It's cool, Liv. You stick with Suck It. That seems to be a quite popular day. All right. Now check this out. We are the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. I know it's a huge thing and I needed to get over it, but I can't because you people out there ruining my Game of Thrones. With spoiler alerts, season 8, episode 2. Yeah, it happened last Sunday. I finally watched it last night. I've been busy, okay? And I have to steal it from somebody that knows it from somebody. So I can't watch it live on the Sunday night like most of the people that have HBO. I gotta bootleg it, okay? I gotta backdoor my way in there. Now, a little fun fact. Alex, I know you're not into Game of Thrones, but this is supposed to set all kinds of records. Episode 3, it's going to be like the longest fight scene, I think, ever.
Oh, that's neat.
It's almost like the whole episode.
I heard that episode 3 is a huge, huge, huge turning point in the whole series.
Well, I'm interested to see what happens
I know.
With that.
I am obsessed with Game of Thrones. I'm a huge, like, nerd now.
Now, I'm going to do this. I'm going to say spoiler alert, which means I think I might ruin something for you if you don't know what happens on what happened this past episode, okay? I'm going to do that. There's a character named Arya Stark.
Yes.
Not a major thing, but she's like a younger girl developing, and they're about to go to this big war in episode 3, which is a Sunday, and well, she was a virgin, kind of like Alex is here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay.
And she's like, well, I want to see what it's like before I die. So she hooks up with this dude. You don't see a lot. My point is, I don't want spoilers telling me that a character is going to be hooking up and flipping pancakes.
Dude,
you kind of ruined it for me because I knew it was coming.
That was all over Twitter.
I know, like the
all
next
over
day.
Twitter.
You just have to stay
Instagram.
Off of it.
But Alex, our job requires it. But there's other things, though, too. I know there's a lot of people saying, like, what was the Avengers movie that came out at midnight?
Endgame.
Or last night, Endgame. They're like, please, please. Even the Avengers people are like, don't spoil
it
for
like
other people.
I feel like people are actually going to respect that as far as Endgame goes because there's been so much hype about not spoiling it. But the problem with Game of Thrones is that it's not like, oh, I can stay off Twitter on Monday because it airs on Sunday, so everyone's going to spoil it on Monday, and then I can hop back on Tuesday. No. People still to this day, it's almost a week since the episode aired, and people are still freaking out about it because people are like so obsessed with it.
So are you saying I'm overreacting? Or
No. I'm saying that like if Alex is telling you, we'll stay off of it like
you
for
can't.
The next day or something, I'm telling you.
It just
like,
goes on forever.
It goes on forever because people can't stop talking about it because people are so obsessed with
Has
it.
Has anybody, maybe I'm just alone here, because Alex, our old boss, she's like, you spoil things too much. You have to give spoiler alerts. Like that was a common thing.
I know,
she bring
said
up
that
you.
She was wrong. I don't
I think
spoil
she was right.
things. I never spoil things. I don't know where she got that. I look, we're provided as radio people, we get like approved stuff, like celebrity news, gossip, showbiz news, whatever that we're supposed to say. Anytime I put something in the garbage, 9 times out of 10, it's from that. And so whatever's in there, that's what everyone's talking about. It's obviously proved what she thought I had spoiled. It was like the show themselves had put out there. I've never given a spoiler. She just was misunderstood.
You have before.
You have.
I have not. Before.
No, you did, I think, like once or twice. I don't think you do it a lot, but you have at least once.
I have never done. I always, if I am going to say something even remotely controversial, I'll say spoiler alert.
But Alex doesn't realize you have to say spoiler alert before you say it. She says it after.
No, I do say it before. I'm telling you. I think you guys are misunderstood.
I think there was one time, I'm pretty sure it was with This Is Us, where you did do a spoiler.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of this guy.
No. Whoa. Don't ever insult this guy by
me. No, because he never actually watches it the night that
I never
came
watch
out.
Anything anymore because you
and
don't
I think
have
it
to.
Was like in the garbage. You were in the garbage and it was like talking about the episode and you were just reading it and then like a spoiler. And then you're like, oh, wait. And Joe freaked out. He's like,
And I don't want to deal with the aftermath because you drop the thing without saying spoiler alert first. Then I got to deal with the repercussions because everybody yells at all of us, not just you.
It's just hard. I don't get mad when people do spoil. If I don't watch it the night of, I don't get mad about
it. Yeah, I was going to say, you have to be realistic. I don't think it's fair for people to whine about spoiler alerts when you don't even watch it on time. You can't whine about it
and
wait till a week later to watch your show.
I didn't wait a week. I watched like 5 days later.
That's exactly a week.
If you are not watching it when it is airing, you cannot complain
Ladies,
about spoilers.
Sorry, I know you think I just sit on my butt because I'm morbidly obese, but I actually have things to do and I didn't have time.
Oh, what? Scratch your dog's belly while you sit
and
on
their
your butt?
And their butt. Let's go to a Game of Thrones fan so I hear. Is this Anna?
This is.
Well, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, let me give you some music to get you hyped up. So what? Am I overreacting or are you on my same side here? Like, this is bull.
It kind of is. I mean, I barely watched last Sunday's episode yesterday. People in my office have been talking about it since Monday. So I knew the whole Arya thing was coming. However, I don't understand why they're so upset about it. I mean, if the brother and sister were sleeping together and
spoiler alert!
Pancakes,
oh my God! Spoiler alert!
What's the problem?
You can't just say those things.
Are people upset about it?
They are. They're upset. Another girl was crying, saying in my office, saying that that's just wrong. And I don't understand.
She's 22 years old. I don't get it.
In real life, but in the thing, she looks like she's like.
I know, but she actually is.
They said the character is 18 in the.
Yeah, so what's the problem? I don't understand, even if she is 18.
We all picture little Arya as a sweet little flower.
No, I get that. Like, I definitely saw some people on social media being like, I didn't want to see that. Like, oh, like, I think of Arya as my little sister. But they didn't care. It's not like they were actually.
I don't
upset.
Get the big deal. I seek out spoilers every single season before a new Bachelor or Bachelorette. I read the entire thing of what happens.
Why
I
do you
love
want
it.
That? Why?
I love knowing. It's fun to know.
All right. Well, please don't spoil it for me because I'm not going to be able to watch this big battle scene everybody's been talking about for Game of Thrones until probably Monday or Tuesday.
No, you need to watch it on Sunday.
How? I don't have the legal version to get. I got to do it illegally from a friend of a friend's parents.
Well, then don't be such a cheap person.
Yeah, just spend your $15 a month like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've got Chick-fil-A to order, and that's not going to change. Taylor Swift, me, brand new music here on Radio Now. We'll talk about her in about probably 5 minutes in the garbage. Alex got a lot of important things.
I'm so excited.
Okay. She cries, and I don't know what it is.
I mean, she's unhinged.
I love her.
She is unhinged. And she is not well. Thoughts and prayers for Alex Hark. She is unwell.
You have got to compose yourself or Liv will have to take over.
I am good. Okay. I'm happy.
Liv, prepare for the garbage. Okay.
Okay.
Just in case. Perfect. But that'll be coming up here in a few minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Liv the Web Girl, if you don't know, well, she handles our web stuff. She is a beautiful person inside and out, very healthy. That's the biggest thing I have to say. She's the most fit overall. I'm sure if you checked her blood pressure, it's probably the best. Yada, yada. She takes care of herself. That being said, I am really honestly concerned about Liv the Web Girl and something that she eats all the time. Like, it's one of her top favorite foods to eat, and that would be something very wonderful.
I love my avocados. I'm pretty sure that is like my son just like reborn or
something. That's actual audio of Liv transforming into a kid when she sees one.
The avocado!
Yep, it is.
What's wrong with avocados? I thought that was a vegetable.
I'm so confused. They're really, I think it's a fruit.
No.
Not a vegetable.
No, avocado's a fruit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those
like
weird things.
One of those
but
things.
It has meat. It's a vegetable.
It doesn't have meat.
Okay, so
okay.
It isn't, I'm really confused. I don't know what to
just move on.
That
move on
what
from
you
that.
Just said. But avocados are really good. They have really good fatty acids. They have the good kinds of fats. They're good in omega-3s. I don't see the problem here.
Okay, well, here's the problem, since obviously you've been blind to it. A Florida woman sliced through a nerve and severed an artery in her hand, and she suffered from what doctors are now calling, there's a term for this, they call it avocado hand. The woman said she was using a paring knife to get the pit out of an avocado when the knife slipped through her left hand.
Oh.
She said, quote, it went halfway through my palm. It made a sound like when the killer stabs someone in a horror movie.
No. Gosh. No.
She was taken to the ER for stitches, but the wound was bleeding so badly later that night that she ended up calling an ambulance. Turns out she had sliced through an artery and
that
severed
so messed up
a nerve.
Mm-mm.
She had surgery right away to fix it. Doctors say due to avocado recent rise in popularity, because people are liking it more and more and more, it's not uncommon to have this injury nowadays. It's become so common, in fact, that the doctors have said, hey, we'll call this avocado hand. One doc said he stitches up victims of avocado hand up to 4 times per week. So live the web, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
We can't afford for you to go down. So I'm going to ask that you no longer eat avocados.
Okay. One, that story just made me cringe all over.
Yeah.
And two, these must be new people, like eating avocados.
Do you have one of those tools? Because I have a really cool avocado tool.
I don't have one of those. I know what you're talking about because I've seen you like post about it before.
I did?
Yeah. It was what you were into one time.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have one of those. But I think the problem is these are people who are not avocado like natives, and so they are doing it for the first time and they like mess up.
So well,
I pretty
noobs.
Much have it down to a science.
Here's the solution. We just cut our hands off. And
there
we go.
And then how are we going to cut anything if we don't have hands?
I'll cut it with my toes.
Yeah, we'll just train her like a monkey.
Yeah, I guarantee I'll have better control with my toes and my hands.
Do you realize how disgusting the two of you are combined? Honestly, it is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Coming up next, we have new Taylor Swift, and I'm going to tell you some secrets that you're only going to hear here because nobody else is a real one on the radio. Only me will be able to tell you these. And this singer broke her back rock climbing naked. So lots of things in the garbage coming up next.
I'd be more worried about her boobs than her back, but okay.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Y'all ain't ready! Taylor Swift dropped her new single, Me, featuring Brendon Urie from Panic at the Disco at midnight. She's been teasing new music for months. Yesterday, she made a surprise appearance and posed in front of a mural in Nashville where a bunch of fans were waiting that had figured out her clues that she was going to be there. She did not announce she was going to be there. But we're freaking FBI agents, baby. We know everything. By the way, I just want to say publicly, I knew everything that was going to, well, almost everything that was going to happen. I knew the name of the song and all that last night around dinner time. So I figured it out. But anyway, the words me were sandwiched between the little butterfly wings in the mural. So she kind of, that was the first hint that that's what the song was going to be called. She said that the mural was filled with clues about her new single and that the title was right in front of everyone's faces the entire time. When she says that, she means that 2 years ago, Selena Gomez put the song title in one of her Instagram captions. Y'all, this woman, her mind, she plans this stuff out so in advance. She had this single written and planned before Reputation ever came out.
Wait, I have a question. Just because Selena Gomez captioned a picture that was me?
No, it was a picture of her and Taylor. She wrote a whole thing out, but in a very secret parenthesis, she wrote me, capital letters, with an exclamation mark, the exact way that it's written in the song, the single, and this whole thing has been planned.
Maybe that's what inspired Taylor.
Hold on.
Selena was referencing this song.
How much of your life have you dedicated to doing all this research to find things out? I really want to know how many hours have gone into this.
Everyone tweet at FBI, hire me. hire me, okay?
Yeah, check her background.
So there were some massive Easter eggs, which I'm going to tell you. First, if you want to know what the song is about, here's Taylor herself to explain that.
Me is a song about embracing your individuality and really celebrating it and owning it. And, you know, I think that with a pop song, we have the ability to get a melody stuck in people's heads, and I just want it to be one that makes them feel better about themselves.
So she is known for, ever since her very, very first album, she always does little Easter eggs for true fans and hidden meanings and all this stuff so that we have fun figuring it out and being little FBI agents. There's a lot in this music video. Number one, there is a scene where she has that the framed wall of pictures with baby chicks that have sunglasses. If you look very closely somewhere there, hidden, there is one. It looks like the Dixie Chicks. She's going to have a single on this album with the Dixie Chicks. That's Alex's number one prediction. Number two thing, I'm telling you right now, she is a new cat, and she announced it in the video.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There are three cats. She had three cats in the butterfly mural. Nobody's talking about that yet. The cat that's in the music video is hers. It wasn't a prop cat. I think she's going to be telling us what the name is very soon. She is Meredith and Olivia already. Those are her other two cats, and then we're going to find out the name of this one. But this one is a kitten. It's not a cat.
I'm worried you're going to pass out. You got
to
breathe.
No, this is how it is when Taylor has new music. You have to understand.
I know, but also, like, no one, if another celebrity got a new cat, literally no one would care.
Taylor's different.
Yeah, no one would care.
You can see the picture of this new baby kitten, a still from the music video right now. Liv's putting it up on the Instagram story.
We're putting it on our Instagram?
Yes, at Joe and Alex Show. You can see, very cute. Oh gosh, there's so many things. It looks like the whole music video is taking place inside maybe like a chrysalis, like a thing where, you know, what is that thing called where you're like a butterfly on the inside? A cocoon. It looks like you're like, she's like in that or something, like there's light peeking through, like
weird
prism. I
feel like it's a
prism.
Mary Poppins-esque vibe.
And Joe is right. Joe is right. There's also references. It looks like she is referencing a whole bunch of Broadway musicals.
Wait, I want to try.
Try what?
To guess another thing that's going on in the video.
Well, you have to watch the music video. Liv's also going to put a swipe up to watch that on the Instagram story at Joan Alex Show.
It also looks like she's... I forgot what I was going
to
say.
This happens a lot with you. I'm worried. You need to get some of that omega fatty acid 3 or something to help with your brain power.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in there. We'll be talking. Just be prepared to know all things Taylor as we learn more about this album.
I have a question. Now, this one is a question, not a theory. What about the engagement ring?
She's not engaged.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
So do you think that her boyfriend gave her the cat because he does in the music video? That's what I think.
Oh, you know what? That could be true. Yeah, her fake boyfriend in the music video is played by Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco. She also talked about one of her biggest influences, speaking of cats.
The most influential factor in my life is cats. I have cats. I'm obsessed with them. And I love my cats so much that when a role came up in a movie called Cats, I just thought, like, I've got to do this. Like, this is my calling in life to do this for the ladies.
Yeah, she'll be a crazy cat lady for sure one day.
If she already is. If you haven't seen heard the song, we're playing it once an hour all day on radio now. Halsey suffered a back injury after she went rock climbing naked. She shared a photo of her back being scraped up with the caption, "Don't go rock climbing naked, or do you?" The photo also showed the middle finger on her left hand was bandaged. She did not reveal if she fell or how badly she was injured.
Why would you do something naked like that? I feel like you're going to get rocks cutting up your boobs and your hoo-ha and all that stuff.
Scarlett Johansson talked about the Democratic Party being a mess at the moment.
You know, I think the Democratic Party is broken in a lot of ways and just damaged from these past several years. For me, if there was one candidate that I felt that we could all unite behind, certainly like that would be the candidate that I would back.
She was asked if she would ever want to run for public office.
No, I don't, not really. Why not? I don't know, maybe sometime in the future. I think the greatest way to affect change is, you know, in local politics, and maybe at some point in the distant future, I will feel that calling, but I just haven't.
And Nipsey Hussle fans are campaigning to have Crayola create a crayon named after the late artist. In 2017, Crayola tweeted their followers to help come up with the name for their new blue crayon, and now fans of Nipsey, like LeBron James, are campaigning for the crayon to be Nipsey Blue. Other recommendations from fans include Marathon Blue, TMC Blue, and Crenshaw Blue. Coming up in less than an hour, Britney Spears, still not right in the head.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Clark's wife passed away, and now he's discovered something weird about himself. And as he's, you know, kind of being back out there on the dating scene, we're going to try to figure out exactly what it is. We'll talk to him next for Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on.
Freak Show Friday. If you would like to be on it, email us, joanalexshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Just send us a DM. This morning, we're speaking to Clark. Hey, Clark, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. What's going on with you, you big old freak you?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
All right. Let's see. A little bit about me. My wife, Claudia, passed away about 5 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
She had ovarian cancer. It was long. It was tough, but you know, she's at peace, whatever. But she was my life. And I heard you guys discussing soulmates earlier this week, and I had to call in. I just can't stress enough to you guys how much my wife was my actual soulmate. We were each other's first everything. We were our first handhold. We were our first kiss. You know, we were high school sweethearts. We were never not at each other's sides. She walked into a room and she just lit it up. She took command of it. She was the kind of woman. You know, she didn't know any strangers. I mean, everyone wanted to know her. Everyone wanted to be her friend. She was beautiful. She was smart. She was funny. She was witty. She loved board games. We had game night dates every Thursday since we were married. Probably before that too. So, you know, my point, I guess, is you can imagine it's kind of rough after being with someone like that for my whole life, trying to get back into the dating scene.
Right.
So I'm an old dog, and it's hard to relearn a lot of these new tricks here. So I've been trying. Apparently, Facebook poking is not something you do anymore. It's just stupid. And apparently, I have to text a woman right after a first date to tell her if I want to see her again.
Yep.
So my daughter's been helping me. My daughter's been telling me all this stuff.
She's doing a good job. She's right.
Yeah, she's pointing out all of my foibles, I suppose. But one thing that I've noticed, I don't know if I've developed it since my wife passed or if it's always been there, I never noticed it, but one thing that I've been reading up on, apparently I am a cardiophile.
So I'm hearing the word cardio in there.
And I'm also hearing file, like pedophile.
Yeah, I doubt it's that. But does that mean you really like working out?
No. So it's an attraction, an arousal, kind of you know, locking into things that have to do with the heart, the rhythm, the sound of a heart beating. I don't know. Just something about a heartbeat, the feel of it, the sound of it, the rhythm of it.
That's interesting.
I don't think it really takes a scientist or a psychologist or a genius to put together that, you know, now that my wife's gone, has been gone, it's something that's going through my head, my physiology. Surprise, surprise, you know. The sound of beating heart, sound of life, is just attractive to me. So I kind of dove deeper into this when I had my first sleepover date with a woman since my wife about a year ago.
Okay.
And I noticed that while we were lying in bed, I had my head laying on her chest and I could hear heart beating, and it was very sexy to me. It was comforting. It was a turn on. It was really nice. I had no idea I liked this kind of thing until there I was actually in the middle of it. So now I've ordered a stethoscope, which I used. I listened to. You can find anything online, so I can get the audio clips of beating hearts. And my goal now is I just want to go out with a cardiologist.
I so, bet you guys, do.
If you guys know any cardiologists, hook me up. Just feeling or hearing a pulse can kind of get my motor running a little bit. I had a date last week, and this woman, not even in any kind of context, this woman just casually says, "Oh my goodness, my heart's beating like a rabbit. Here, feel my heart." She grabbed my hand, and I had to get up and walk away. If my pants were getting a little tight there, I had to.
Oh my gosh!
Wow, the blood was flowing. Okay.
And well, wow. Yeah, the blood works. The blood works too. And again, I've done a lot of reading on this, a lot of research, just trying to figure out if I'm the only one or if this is a thing. Apparently, I've noticed a lot of bisexual people seem to identify as cardiophiles.
Well, Porkchop, hold on. We have an expert.
Porkchop's heard of this.
Porkchop, as the resident bisexual person of the show.
I have heard of it. I am not one of these because I don't know. That doesn't do it for me. But, first of all, gay people are, quote unquote, like, they say 2% of the population is gay. And then they say, like,
which, you know, the number's got to be higher, at least 5%.
Oh, of course.
Got to round up.
And then the actual percent of that, of people that are bi, is even smaller. But it is true. I have heard of it. Like, I mean, not me. I'm not a fan. But
it kind of grosses me out, actually. I don't like it. Like the sound of a beating heart and a pulse.
There's just something about it. It's just so natural. It's so life affirming. It's so basic. I mean, it just touches me in a real, real primal way. It's just something that I can't get enough of. You know, I just love I love being able to hear it, to feel it, to kind of like, you know, just be in touch with that kind of essence.
I guess there could be worse things, like worse bodily sounds besides a heartbeat that you could be obsessed with. So that's not terrible. It's very weird, though.
And off the air, Clark told me his like one of his favorite songs is "Wildest Dreams" by Taylor Swift. That's why
I
we were playing
Wildest
it.
"Wildest Dreams" by Taylor Swift. I love that. Yeah.
Did you hear it? We just played it like a second ago. But
I got that. Yeah.
That's Taylor's real heartbeat she put in the background of the song.
No way.
Yeah,
yeah,
she recorded.
She has a heartbeat arrhythmia.
Nope.
It's a little offbeat. If that's really her heartbeat, I'm concerned. Taylor's going to be dropping dead. She's going to have to get a heart transplant, which Alex said she would do.
Heartbeats give me, like, actual anxiety.
Everything gives you anxiety.
Like, hearing them, and even, like, how Alex said, like, a pulse, like, feeling a pulse, or like having someone like check my heart, like it gives me so much anxiety.
I feel you on that, Liv. I do. Like when
not the EKGs. The EKGs. No, that's not the same thing. That's like listening to Don Johnson's heartbeat song, which is not like why.
But there's somebody right now though that probably is like, oh yeah, turn that up for me, please. Oh no, I'm feeling kind of funny.
That sounds like old Pong right there. That sounds like the old Atari game.
But, like, wow. I feel like this is, I'm no psychologist, but it makes sense to me after losing a loved one why you would find this attractive. It's the sound of life. It makes sense to me why you have developed a weird thing for this.
Yeah, I mean, it starts in the womb. Everyone has a basic connection to it. Everyone starts off right next to their mother's heartbeat. And then, you know, the closer you get to someone, like, I can't stress enough, like, you know, I've really enjoyed my current situation dating, and now that I've gotten back into it, but I can't stress enough just how unified my wife and I were. We were one being, and so I've lost half of myself, and that heartbeat, that was half of my heartbeat, and that's just something that's, you know, when I can get next to that, when I can feel that, when I can hear that, when I can kind of reconnect with that, that's something that just reminds me of the whole person that I used to be. And I just, you know, that's just something I can't get enough of.
Wow, that's pretty deep, Clark. And even if not, like, it's still a pretty smooth move if you were a single guy. Like, hey, can I hear your heartbeat? Because then you're getting pretty close to the girl's boobs.
That makes sense to me.
Either way, it's a win-win.
Yeah, this whole thing makes sense. I hope that we can find you a cardiologist today, Clark.
Yes, that would be great. I can come and kind of check off a couple different boxes there.
There we go. Thank you for calling us for Freak Show Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, you have a good one. Well, that was a little weird.
It was weird, but I get it, though.
I've never heard of that in my life, and I've heard of people that have had great losses.
That's what I love about Freak Show Friday. You always learn about the new weird stuff people do.
I wonder if there's someone listening right now that Alex's voice is what does it for them.
Well, we had somebody that Joe's voice did it for her, and it did it for her while she was talking to us on the air.
That's what can creepy. I say? I have that effect on people. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and this is something that I say, why not me? Why not you, as a matter of fact? Yesterday, if you missed it, was a big national holiday. It was a national take your son or daughter to work day. And obviously, nobody here on the Joe and Alex Show has physical children. But I, myself, have two little boys named Benny and Paddington. They're 2 years old, they're mutts, and they're the cutest thing ever in the world. So I was speaking yesterday in our staff meeting, and I noticed that nobody really brought anything up about bringing your animals to work, like your kids, your sons and your daughters, your little cats and dogs and whatever may be that. And I did not get quite the response I was hoping for in our staff meeting yesterday. I mean, it wasn't like that was the topic. I just kind of brought it up. And I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539, if anybody else is going to be trying to do what I'm doing next week, because I missed the day yesterday of bringing your kids or whatever to work, and it's going to bring their dog or their cat or maybe their lizard or their goldfish to work. Well, you don't have animals and you don't even like them, so I appreciate you commenting on this, but I know you're already against it before you even think about it.
No one I work with, no one you work with, anyone works with should be bringing an animal to work for Bring Your Child to Work Day.
Why?
So inappropriate.
Why?
It's gross.
Why?
They'll poop everywhere. They bark.
No, they won't. My dogs, listen, Porkchop poops more than my dogs do in the studio, okay? He's let some ones rip. My guys know to go outside. And they ring the bell when they have to go pee or potty. So I'll put the bell on the door, and if Benny or Paddington has to go, they will put their nose right against it, and they'll shake the bell.
I am 100% not on board with you bringing your dogs into the studio for a whole show. That would be a nightmare.
833-JOE-ALEX if you think this is okay or if you agree with Alex.
There are so many offices that let people, like, have a designated day for people to bring in their dogs.
No way.
So many offices. At my sister's work, I think it's like every Thursday or every Friday, they can bring their dogs into work. And so there's like dogs. I mean, at least 20 friends that have at their workplace a designated day at least once a month to where you can bring your dog into work.
But see, Joe's dogs are different. Dogs are psycho.
They're rabid.
So we can't have them in here. They would ruin everything. They'd pee on everything. They'd chew They'd bark.
You are making, first of all, guess what dogs do? They bark. Guess what my dogs
have never
done?
We're doing a radio show. We can have barking.
Oh my God, the sounds you make during the show, my dog's barking would blend right in, okay?
I'm with Alex on this one only because I don't think your dogs would like sit night like my
yes,
dog.
Yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
No,
my
they
dog
don't.
Should come.
You got
they
it.
Ate your freaking Christmas tree, dude.
My dog dogs would, do that. That's got nothing to do with it.
My dog would sit on my lap nicely. Yours would be like running around, jumping.
833-JOE-ALEX. Alice, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about? I want to bring in my dogs on Monday because our company obviously did not recognize pets as kids.
I'm sorry, Joe. I love you. I think you're great. Listen to you guys every day, but I'm with Alex on this one because everybody's just not a pet person and you shouldn't have to worry about that coming to work.
Thank you,
everybody,
Alice.
I'm allergic to cats and I would be pissed if somebody brought a cat into my job. I would be upset.
Cats are gross. No one's talking about bringing in cats.
Yeah, I'm talking about a dog, an actual animal that people like.
Any animal. Animals, if you're considering your animals as a pet and this person is, you know, has a cat, they're considering that cat to be, you know, their child, and they might want to bring them to work, but it shouldn't be allowed.
Listen to this. Liv the Web Girl sheds enough. She is like a dog. Yesterday, there was a pile of hair, matted hair, in by her where she sits. I said, what the hell is this? She was like, oh, that's my clump of hair.
Love playing with
so
my hair.
We don't need more. We don't need more.
I brush through my hair during the workday, you know, when I'm listening to audio. I'm
sick.
Just like,
what if my dogs? What if my dogs perform? Because my dogs have talents for the radio.
No, your dogs are not.
Hold
well
on, listen,
trained enough to
yes,
be
they are.
In here.
Listening to Pat. This is Paddington. I captured this the other day on my iPhone.
You cannot keep interrupting.
That is not him.
Yes, it is.
I'm not seeing not.
I mean, I don't know what other animals can do what mine do.
How
okay?
are we supposed to do a show with that in the background?
We can't. Dude, your dogs will literally tear up the equipment in here. They will cause damage that is worth thousands and thousands of
my
dollars.
My dogs are chill.
No. You should have called one of them Taz for Tasmanian Devil.
One of them Taz, one of them Devil.
Yes.
Blake's on the Joe and Alex show. I'm not listening to this devil talk. Blake, what's up?
Hey, guys. I don't think it's that crazy. I think especially people in like their 20s and 30s, like myself, you know, we haven't really started to like get families yet. So bringing in like your lovable, furable pet, I don't think that's a crazy thing on bring a kid to work day.
It's not a kid.
I don't think
also.
So either.
But it's my kid to me. It's a kid to me.
It's not a kid though.
We also have this notion that like human kids aren't little terrors and cause a lot of damage and a lot of ruckus. Ugh,
yeah, they do, so trust me.
I think that when you kind of put it in perspective, like, hey, it's a really cute little dog, or hey, it's a really cute little human, at the end of the day, it still is pretty important to whoever, you know, owns it.
Well, I would also not be cool if one of us had a kid and wanted to bring them in for this during
what?
The show. I wouldn't be cool with that either unless they were like a teenager or something or to the age where they can sit and be quiet and not have their phone going off and their Fortnite and
I'm
talking.
Alex, I'm an
Fortnite.
Old crotchety woman. And
whatever they're doing, they have to.
I don't want kids to be kids.
If they're little kids, they're going to be noisy and we can't have anyone like that in the studio.
Says the girl that makes random outbursts all day long. You are like a little, see? Exactly. Kelly's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Kelly?
Hi, you guys. Good morning. I love this show, and I'm going to have to agree with Alex on this show.
Woo!
Kelly, what's wrong with you? Why do you hate animals? What have you done to torture
no,
animals?
No, I don't hate them. I have severe allergies, and I would be sick as a dog if people were allowed to do this, so I do not agree with it. They are not children, and I do not think they have a place at anybody's job.
There you go.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Get out of here,
that
Kelly.
Noise.
Get out of here. Hey, don't talk about Kelly that way. Is this a Sham or Sham? I'm sorry. I can't read my screen.
Hello.
What up?
I used to work at Camp Bow Wow with Biddy and Paddington, so I think they're great.
Oh,
to bring
my
in.
God.
Hands
no,
on
no them.
That might have been pre-rabies.
They brainwashed her.
I swear to God, I'm going to punch a girl today. Yeah. My dogs don't have rabies.
Since they've had rabies, girlfriend, they're crazy.
They do not have rabies.
They were so great, so nice to me, and so cuddly. Like,
okay,
it just depends who they're around. I guess.
Maybe it's just they sense really bad people, and Alex and Liv, hello. I mean,
be honest, you've worked with a lot of dogs because you work at like a doggy daycare training center or whatever. So.
Yeah.
On the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best type of dogs that you've gotten to work with and 1 being the worst, where do Benny and Paddington, with your professional expertise, fall?
I think about a 7 because they could be way worse.
Okay. What was the worst dog that you've ever dealt with? What did that dog do, the worst one?
Bit her in the face.
I think it was a Great Dane, and it was on my second day working there, and it bit me, and I, like, had bruises from its teeth.
Ooh.
It loves me now, but, like,
dude,
it was still a bad experience.
Yeah, my dogs have never bitten either one of you.
No, they haven't bit me, but we all know a girl.
Thank you for the call, by the way.
Legs looks like she had gotten beaten for
hours. I'll throw
her
name out there. Her name's Molly.
Molly.
God love Molly. First of all, we don't know if she had a lot of fun that weekend. Maybe she got a little freaky deaky.
No.
I don't know her entire weekend. And second, I hope she got some. Everybody should. Second thing being, Liv, she even came out and said, oh, well, I bruise really easily.
I'm sorry, but you don't. I know, but even still, even if you bruise easily, to have that many, that massive. And don't
You're
get
so
me wrong.
Jealous my dogs just don't like to hump
no,
you.
Don't get me wrong. You have one dog. I always forget which is which. That
Paddington's
I think is
the,
really
the smaller
cute.
One, yeah.
So cute. And when I went over to your house, he was like cuddling on me and it was adorable. And that moment was great. But that moment was very isolated. And the other one is a savage.
Good thing it's not December. We don't have a Christmas tree we'd have to worry about for them coming in.
Well, let's wrap things up with Alicia on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Alicia, what did you want to say?
Hey, I agree with you, Joe. I think that you should bring them in. Maybe they would aggravate Alex and bark over her through the whole show.
Oh, nice.
That would be a great idea right there. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Nice.
Okay, I think we can maybe come to like a conclusion with this.
Like an agreement?
Yes. This girl on Twitter said, we have a CBO, a chief barking officer at my job, and he's there daily. He is also listed on our website as part of the executive team. So maybe if we gave the dog a little job, then he could stay.
There is one dog that I like, one dog that I'm obsessed with. His name is Ming, and it is this teeny tiny white little dog. He's a famous YouTuber's dog.
I knew it.
And she puts him in baby clothes, and I'm going to have Liv put it up on our story.
No, put my dog up.
I just want to know. Well, that's fine, but I just want you to do a which dog is cuter, Ming or Benny and Paddington, a poll so they can vote which dog.
Just like... That's like an Instagram famous thing. All the Instagram famous people edit their photos and Facetune. They probably Facetune the dog.
Yeah, my dogs are natural. They're ruggedly handsome. By the way, they're on Instagram. They've been trying to like get their clout up. So it's Benny and Paddington. You can search for them. We'll put a swipe up link on there for the comparison of the two.
Yeah, do anything for the clout. Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
But Ming, if you are a dog person, you like tiny, weird dogs like me, you're going to love this dog.
All right, but seriously, though, I think I'm going to bring the dogs in on Monday. How cool would that be?
Oh, God.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. So, let's get to it. Yesterday, Liv the Web Girl in a staff meeting threw Pork Chop under the bus at least once, maybe twice. And I want to know, Liv the Web Girl, why are you doing this to Pork Chop?
I didn't think I was throwing him under the bus. I was trying to say that we have a schedule for this event that we do called Live After Five. It's a young professional networking event that we do once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a schedule that we all do, which I think is very fair.
We rotate. The morning show rotates which one of us is going to go that month's event.
To be honest, we work on a morning show. We like to be in bed early most of the time and stuff. So it's not great to have to like go to an event at night that sometimes you don't get home until 9 o'clock, 9:30 or whatever.
Plus, you guys aren't social. I'm the only person that likes to meet people.
No,
you're like, get away from me.
I love to meet people, but so it's not, you know. So it's fair. We each do it, whatever. So next week is my week to do it, and then we find out from the people that, I guess, make the event or like promote it or whatever, that they are having Alex and Pork Chop do it. Well, Pork Chop,
we were requested.
They
want the big names to step up to the plate.
Right, exactly. And so they were requested to do it. And I feel bad because Pork Chop actually filled in for me last week because he had never done it before. And so it was my week to do it, and so I like feel bad that he has to do it again when this I like kind of like finagled him into doing it last time.
Where's the part of you backing up over him with
so
the bus?
Then they said in this meeting, they're like, oh, like these people came out to Live After Five, like it's a great event. Last time we had like hundreds of people, we're trying to get like hundreds of people again. It's this Wednesday, they told us where it was, or next Wednesday, whatever. They're like, you should come out. And like Pork Chop was there last time, Alex was there last time, these other on-air personalities in our building, and he was like, and like they didn't even have to, and they still stopped by. And I was like, oh, well, Pork Chop was scheduled because he was scheduled because we do have a schedule, and like the people who
But why was that necessary in front of a room of 50 people to like, you? I mean, if you wanted to correct them later, you could, but our big boss is giving compliments to the station overall too, saying, hey, the Radio Now, the ratings are great. The morning show is like one of the highest ratings they've ever had.
Yeah,
so thank you for listening.
Are.
But you like, you didn't have, do you understand what I'm saying? Like you didn't have to say, well, he was scheduled or whatever it was. You could have been like, yeah, it's cool. Like, do you think Pork Chop would have said, oh, well, Liv was scheduled? I just feel like there's tension.
Like, no, I literally meant it as in like, oh yeah, he was scheduled. Like we have a schedule going on.
I didn't find it a big deal.
No.
Joe made it a big
here's
deal in the meeting.
Thing.
He's like, whoa.
Yes,
and then our boss set was like, dang, Liv.
So I called Pork Chop later because Joe gave me a hard, hard, hard time after this. And I felt so awful. And I was like, I don't want Pork Chop to think that I was throwing him under the bus. So then I called Pork Chop. I was like, Pork Chop, you didn't think I was throwing you under the bus at all, did you? And he was like, no, not at all. If anything, like I kind of like made you look bad, not really me. And I was like, oh, well, like this is how I meant it. I explained how I meant it. And then I said to Pork Chop, I said, this is what happens. Our boss made the joke of like, oh, Olivia, throwing him under the bus. He made it once, got lots of laughs. Joe hears one person joke that gets lots of laughs. And then he's like, oh, that got a lot of laughs.
I have to
take this joke, beat it. to the ground.
But
like
it's not a joke. It's a fact that you really did that to him. It's not a joke.
Like, no, you beat it. You beat it to the ground.
Pork chop.
Trying to get as many laughs as you can.
Pork chop, obviously the victim of a lot of Olivia's abuse.
First, does that sound like Joe?
Yes.
Okay. I wish you could cite one example, but anyways, pork chop.
No, Liv said it perfectly. I think I was not the victim. I think she was actually the victim because I feel like you kind of made... It was an unnecessary comment that you said that made yourself look dumb. Like, I mean, I still went. I know I did a good job. I was talking to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, you did a great job. You said you had fun.
At the event. I had fun. I had some drinks.
So wait, are you saying I made myself look dumb?
No, I'm saying Liv made herself look dumb by making that comment.
Really? Why?
Because everyone was saying, pork chop, you're at the event. You did a great job. Thank you so much for coming. Like, we appreciated that you were there.
Our GM said that, our director of sales.
He was scheduled.
See, I didn't hear her.
No,
she did say it. So then you were obviously offended a little.
I was not.
If you're interpreting her tone that way, then you think she was being offensive.
It was shade being thrown hardcore.
And I don't care. Like I just said, I know I went and did a good job. So you can say whatever you want. It won't, like, I don't care. So I know I did good.
So you did think I was throwing you under the bus.
I mean, maybe, but like, I don't care. But it made you look dumb.
So you think that I was throwing you under the bus. Maybe. You just don't care.
See, the truth comes out. Yeah. He won't be direct. That's the most annoying thing. Just say it. It hurt your feelings.
No, it did not. What the heck are you guys talking about? I think it was a stupid comment.
You could be upset about something.
Hold on. I'm in the middle of talking. I said it was stupid that in the middle of nowhere, you just came out in left field with, but pork chop was scheduled.
I didn't say, but pork chop was scheduled. I said, oh, pork chop was scheduled.
833 Joe Alex. Do you think Liv actually threw him under the bus? Like, is pork chop mad? Because he seems like he is, because he's politely saying, like, you said a stupid comment. Because if he didn't, I don't think he'd say that.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't think it's stupid, you've been like, I wouldn't have said it was stupid.
No, don't be upset. Listen, we can have these conversations. We all don't have to want to punch each other in the face afterwards. But I think they're good conversations.
You just have to be honest.
This really helps. This happens at everybody's work every single day.
Give a crap.
No, and here's the thing. I agree with Porkchop because I think you two always jump on him. Like you're always like, oh, like you tell him how he's feeling. And I don't think that's necessarily true.
He doesn't say how he's feeling because he has to tiptoe around everyone else.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Listen, let me defend Porkchop for once here. Usually I give him crap too. But I think pork chop is just, he's like, you know what, you could say what you want to say about me. I'm still doing my work. I know what I do.
Right,
and I think that's
still...
he might think, well, that was kind of a rude thing to do.
This is so annoying. Just because I said he was scheduled does not mean I said that he did a bad job.
Right, no, it doesn't.
But you're saying that I don't care. I did a bad job anyways. I did a good job anyway. Like, so right. I think you think that I was throwing you under the bus, which that was never my intent.
Did you not hear what I said? I said,
Alex, you chime in here.
I think the comment you said made you look dumb because bringing it out of left field. Like, it was, they were giving me a credit for something, and then
you tried to steal his thunder.
No.
I don't even think that it's that big of a deal. I mean, you were scheduled.
Jasmine tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She said, "Yikes, Liv! I don't think you intended to, but you did call out pork chop in front of management." 833 Joe Alex. 833 Joe Alex. Did Liv throw pork chop under the bus?
Whether she meant to or not, I think you did, Liv.
I want to make another point. To me, throwing someone under the bus is, you know, like someone coming in, like say that our boss came in and was like, wow, I'm so glad you guys get here so early in the morning. You can really make an impact on the show. And me saying, oh, well, actually, Joe is late every day. That is me throwing someone under the bus if that were to happen, okay? Because I'm calling you out on something you did wrong. Porkchop didn't do anything wrong here. I'm confused.
You were just like... Exactly. Explaining the information.
It's like, why did she say that?
I was explaining that we have a schedule because people are not respecting that schedule, and I feel bad that Alex and Porkchop have to go to the next one next week because it's supposed to be me.
So are we leaning towards more of like Porkchop saying that your statement was just stupid? Because like, why would you say it if it's not necessary then?
I thought it was necessary so the people who are in charge of booking Live After Five know that we have a schedule going. And that we have a rotation going, and it works for us.
Do you see how that's probably something you don't need to do in a 50-person all-staff meeting? You could do that like in an email or a private side conversation?
I mean, there's a lot of comments that are said during that meeting that could probably be side conversations.
I know,
not
but I mean,
right
like
there.
But I mean, in this particular situation between you and Porkchop,
probably I could have. I just didn't really think about it too much.
Destiny tweeted us and said, "I don't think Liv threw him under the bus, but the comment wasn't necessary and it was irrelevant."
Will, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're kind of seeing everybody's side. That's not cool. You need to pick one. What do you think?
Well, I would just say I think Liv's comment was unwarranted. I know she didn't mean any harm by it at all, but I just don't think it needed to be said, especially when Porchop was getting, you know, lots of praise and everything.
Here's the thing, that does come off as
kind of hating.
I think Porchop is kind of overselling the amount of praise he did get. The event got a lot of praise, and then our boss, he did say, he was like, Porchop was there, Shivana was there, Alex was there, these other on-air personalities in our building. He was like, and they didn't even have to be. It was just a great event. That is the comment that was said. So it's not like Porchop was getting singled out specifically and being told, like, Porchop did such a good job. He connected with so many people. He didn't even have to be. It's not like Porchop was being singled out either. So it's not like it was like a praise Porchop moment and that's it. It was a praise the event moment, and they happened to mention that. But, I mean, I really did not mean it in a malice way.
Well, that's good. And I think,
and
you know what?
It's really good to clear the air. And I'm really mad and I'm really resentful towards you, Joe, for trying to spin it like that.
I'm not spinning it. Like, that's how some people took it.
You beat it to a dead horse about it.
Krista, you're on the Joe and Alex show. We'll wrap up with you. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I think it was an insult for her to say it.
Say that part again.
Your phone cut out, Krista. What do you think it was?
An inappropriate time for it to be said, because mid-conversation, it kind of sounded like she was just saying, oh, well, he didn't want to be there because he was scheduled.
You're putting words in my mouth.
Well, that's how it was interpreted.
That's how you're interpreting it. Alex didn't interpret it that way. Not everyone interpreted
but
it
Alex
that
is
way.
But Alex kind of does what you do sometimes, though, too. She kind of does
Maybe
it as well.
I just have no social awareness. I don't know. That could be it.
I just think,
you know? I think it just depends on how it was originally interpreted. That comes down to it. But there's certain things that need to be understood, which is what I'm understanding you're getting at. But I can see where everyone is saying, yeah, that was kind of throwing him under the bus because things can be interpreted differently.
Right. No,
and
I
that's
get
how
that.
I'm saying. That's how I interpreted
okay.
it.
Here's an idea. Y'all kiss and make up.
Yes.
And speaking of kissing and making up, next we have kissing married first cousins to discuss.
Oh, God.
Well, that's a hell of a transition. Speaking of somebody who probably kisses her first cousin, it's Taylor Swift's latest, on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it out. It's brand new music. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Alex found this audio of Dr. Phil. And when was this? Yesterday?
Yes.
And can you give me a little clue before I play? Because I don't know what it is.
These people, Anne and Michael, got married. They're newlyweds. They just got married. And
they have a drama or what's wrong?
They are first cousins.
What?
And the story about them deciding that they want to be together and all this, I was so beside myself listening to this. I was like, oh my God, we have to play this on the show.
Isn't that illegal to marry your first cousin?
So their home state is Utah. They don't permit marriage between first cousins. They could face jail there. So they went to Colorado. I guess it must be legal in Colorado.
Is everything legal in Colorado?
Right? Everything is legal there. So, and they have kids. They were previously married when they linked up. Let me just let them tell it.
Even during the 7 years I was married, I always would pine for Angie. And I would go online and I'd check out her profile pictures and I would just stare at them. I probably would have to turn away and I just couldn't look at it anymore. It was just too painful. It was like looking at your true love, the woman you're supposed to be with, knowing that you can't have this person.
Excuse me? This is his first cousin, right?
I told you, yeah, we're only a few seconds in. Just wait.
It was torture. One time we went to visit each other. I brought my wife. She brought her ex-husband. And I just remember looking at this guy, and the first thought that came to my mind is, who is this clown? What is he doing here? She's not with the right person. I'm looking at my ex-wife, and I'm, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It just keeps getting better and better.
Illegal, incestuous, and immoral. First cousins, Angie and Michael, say no laws or opinions can keep them apart. And those are some of the adjectives that are used in describing these kind of relationships in different states. Now, in fact, just 3 weeks ago, Angie and Michael left the state of Utah, tied the knot in Colorado. Take a look.
After we reconnected, we started messaging each other.
I'm sorry. This sounds like something my cousin Jeremy would be doing up in Michigan if it was legal.
I was using love emojis, heart emojis, and he was saying, I love you.
There was a lot of innuendo there, like, let's go to the hot tub, I can show you my house, no one will be there.
I asked if he was willing to kiss, and he said yes. I said with...
Hold on. This girl's initiating the incest.
Wait, go back a smidge. You're not right. No, that part.
I can show you my house. No one will be there.
I asked if he was willing to kiss, and he said yes. I said with tongue, and he said yes, and so...
No! You freak!
I was just elated. I couldn't believe that I was going to get the chance to kiss him.
We came over to your apartment, and we kissed for at least 3 hours.
This is the best thing in my life.
Does this remind you of any of your cousins?
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
It ended up escalating to a point where I can't really say, because I can't incriminate myself.
Wait. What?
Wait, it escalated to a point he can't say he can't incriminate himself because it's illegal where they actually live, which is the state of Utah.
Please tell me. Oh, my God.
The state that I live in, Utah, it's actually illegal to have any kind of sexual relations with your first cousin.
I asked him if he would marry me, and he said, in a heartbeat.
There are 19 states in which marrying your cousin is legal. Utah is not one of them.
A Utah couple who are also
juicy,
first
right?
cousins.
Yeah, okay.
So they went on the news. I mean, I told you this was so juicy.
It's so disgusting.
It's disgustingly juicy. I love Dr. Phil. I love the trash.
I would prefer the Catch Me Outside girl over like, hey, hook up with my cousin family.
Oh, not even close.
This more?
Oh my gosh. This is like TV I live for.
If we're going to be talking about this, does anybody...
Is anyone actually dating their first cousin?
Not necessarily. I mean, that's
has
a big
anyone
strain.
Hooked up with your cousin?
I was wondering that. I just
everyone has a hot cousin.
How do I say this? Does anybody exactly? Okay. Does anybody willing to admit here on the Joe and Alex show, me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, that maybe you would admit like, yeah, your cousin's kind of attractive. Whether or not you'd actually want to do something with him is different. But Alex, do you have any family member you're like they're kind of hot?
Well, I know because
like if we weren't related, I'd be like, what up?
All my cousins are like very young. They're like very. They're little boys. Like, I don't have anyone my age or older. I'm the oldest, so I can't answer that. But maybe Liv and Porkchop do.
All right, Porkchop, what about you? Is there any family member you're like, oh, they're kind of cute?
Actually, no, I don't. I'm not interested in any of my cousins.
Well, you're not interested.
Yeah,
but
I'm
would
not
you
saying
say
are
objectively
you gonna bone
that you have an attractive cousin?
I would not say so.
So
no.
Your family's ugly
actually,
and
no, wait,
all
yeah,
the kids?
Yeah, no. There is one. There is one.
Which one is that?
I just say her name?
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
My cousin Sheila, she's extremely attractive.
Sexy
wow.
Sheila, all right.
Sexy yeah,
she's,
Sheila.
She's a cougar. Ironically, that's her son's name.
Is cougar?
No.
Yeah, swear.
I thought
that's
it was,
great.
All right, now, Liv, you've talked several times about your brother-in-law's being attractive dudes, but, like, do you have a crush on anybody? Not a crush, I'm sorry. Is there anybody in your family you think's really attractive? Obviously, you're not trying to get with them.
I had a cousin that when I was really young, like I think at the start of like when I was 5, I had a crush on him because he was so cute and so attractive, and I would get really, really shy around him.
Oh,
like
gosh.
I was almost scared of him because I was like shy, and he's probably 10 years older than me or 9 years older than me.
Look at that.
This might be awkward because
I said, look at that.
Oh, I thought you said, hit that. And I was like, oh my God.
She's like, been there, done that.
Yeah, and so I had a crush on him for like the longest time up until I think when I was about 12, it kind of went away.
You're welcome for the juiciest story of the day.
Wow, I feel kind of awkward now. Like, I guess I don't feel awkward admitting this, but I've got one cousin. Like, I'm not attracted to her, but I think she's really hot.
I'm not shocked.
You know what I mean?
I don't, but I hear you.
Should I have not said that?
Probably not.
Okay.
Coming up next in the garbage, Britney Spears is still not right in the head. This couple finally split, and this actor was caught with his hand in the toilet.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Britney Spears is back home after a 30-day stay in a mental health facility, but apparently there's still a ways to go because she's not close to a full recovery yet. She was picked up by her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, and another car with her luggage and belongings followed closely behind as they caravaned to her house in Thousand Oaks. It sounds like Britney is still dealing with big unresolved issues with her meds. Doctors are working on the right formula for her, but are saying it's a work in progress. So basically, she's still not right in the head, but they're making progress. One day after reports claimed that they had put the brakes on their relationship, sources say Saturday Night Live star and comic Pete Davidson and actress Kate Beckinsale have split. One insider said that while the age difference wasn't a problem for the pair,
Pete's public lifestyle was. They said even though Kate had been in Hollywood for a long time, she struggles with the attention on a relationship with Pete. He lives his life with a heart on his sleeve. Despite a very public makeout session with him at a hockey game, Kate told the LA Times, "I'm surprised by the internet and the interest. I've never been in this position before. Never dated anybody who comes with their own bag of mischief."
I don't believe that.
Between breaking up with Ariana Grande, the debate about the size of his manhood, joking about his love life on Weekend Update, and moving in with his 50-year-old mom in Staten Island, Pete Davidson has been a regular in the tabloid press.
Do you believe her excuse? I don't. I know things are different than when she was really at the height of her fame than now, but I don't believe that.
Like, I don't know if her ever really being in the tabloids like that, so I kind of get it. He's kind of like a Hollywood bad boy. He's always like ruffling people's feathers. She doesn't do that.
I feel like it's just like her way to end the relationship.
Well, it is. They did end it. She ended it.
Way to go. Breaking another guy's heart. Has he not been through enough?
The cast for James Bond 25 was unveiled, but the name of the movie was not. Oscar winner Rami Malek was confirmed to play the main villain in the movie opposite Daniel Craig in the fifth and final 007 outing. A source close to Bond 25 said they don't have a script. There's no title. It's nearly 5 years since the last Bond. It starts with a retired Bond living in wedded bliss, but the rest of the script is still being worked over. They rolled out the cast this week at Ian Fleming's villa in Jamaica because if they wait much longer, Daniel Craig, who's 51, will be too old, and then they don't really want to do the film. The source also said that everyone on the production side detests working with Daniel Craig. They said he's so difficult and makes things impossible, but the Bond producer, Barbara Broccoli, thinks that he walks on water and only her opinion matters.
Rami Malek is my favorite actor of all time. I'm so excited about this. I've never even seen a James Bond movie, but I will be seeing this one.
What? You've never seen?
I know.
Jewel Daddy. Hey, it's Jill. What's up, bro? Have a 007 weekend. I think you'd like it. I think you'd like it. Now, this is me being Daniel Craig as an old man. I'm Bond. James Bond. Okay, that was really bad. I didn't think that out in my head.
Paul Rudd described a very strange and scary experience he had on a flight to Hong Kong.
I fainted. I had two bowls of soup. Then I went to the bathroom and I started feeling really dizzy. And then I just blacked out. And the next thing I knew, there was somebody banging on the door. And my right arm was completely submerged in the toilet.
Oh!
And my left hand was around my penis. But that's how I found out that I am allergic to MSG.
No way!
That's the garbage.
Thank you, Alex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, bear with me. I know this does not make sense, and to be fair, I'm not the best person at speaking or articulating a thought, but I found this information from scientists, and I said, wait a minute, could this be true? A new study found that listening to sad music when you're depressed can make you feel happier. Let me repeat. Listening to sad music when you're kind of down in the dumps, they're saying, will actually make you feel happier.
How is that possible?
Okay, let me see if I can find out any more in this research right here. The researchers think, Alex, it's because uplifting music is just irritating when you're feeling sad.
Well, that's true.
But that doesn't, okay, I get that that does make sense. It's irritating, but I still, that's all the information I have right there.
I mean, think about the emo people.
Well, also, you have to think that if you're sad and you're listening to happy music, it's kind of just like you're trying to suppress your feelings and forget about them. And suppressing your feelings and repressing your feelings is never good and never turns out well. Let yourself feel.
That's true.
So, that being said, let's go around the room here. And if you want, 833-JOE-ALEX or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I know we got some DMs already about this. What sad song do you listen to? Maybe it's going to make us feel better. That's the goal right here. So, Alex, do you have any songs that you can kind of share with us that maybe they're sad, but you know, it might work for us?
Yes. Yeah, so, since I was in middle school, my sad song of choice has been Counting Crows' Colorblind.
I am ready. I am ready. I am ready, I am. Taffy stuck, tongue tied.
I would play this song on my headphones on my giant thick iPod, and I would lay on the floor of my bedroom, just lay there in the dark. I would turn off all the lights, and I would just listen to this and cry.
Really?
Because everything I do is so extra.
Unhinged. You are not well.
But this is good.
Feeling the music. Yes. I do that when I really like albums or songs. I also did that with the entire Rush of Blood to the Head album by Coldplay. Mm-hmm. Of course, every Taylor Swift album.
Oh, of course.
But I do that a lot. I'll like turn off the lights and I'll just like sit there and close my eyes and lay down and soak it up.
I absolutely adore that song. And when I used to dance, I was like picking that song for my solo.
Oh, that'd be gorgeous.
But then I decided not to, because like I might actually would start crying.
I can see you up there, Liv, like...
Well, that song reminds a lot of people also of Cruel Intentions, yes, which I brought this up last night. I was with some girlfriends, and no one that I was with had ever seen Cruel Intentions, and I was very offended by that. Mm-mm. Great soundtrack, amazing movie. It's one of the best movies ever, so you need to look that up. I think, at least it was a little bit ago, it might be on Netflix.
My favorite movie.
Do you have a song that might be sad that maybe can help us? Because these sad songs, if you listen to them, they say it might make you feel happier.
I've got two quick ones. The first one is going to be the band Perry, If I Die Young.
Oh, this is a sad one.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song.
This song never seems sad to me.
Oh, it is.
I always think it's kind of like peppy. Yeah. I never thought of that song as sad.
If I die young.
But the beat, the tempo isn't sad.
That is very bizarre that you don't find
that
sad.
The lyrics are weirdly dark, but but the beat isn't.
Other than that, it's not sad.
But it is a good song.
To me, is because Chase's friend passed away, and they played that at his funeral.
Yeah, there you go. A personal connection.
Were they trying to make people, like, depressed?
I don't know. I mean, if you Google the lyrics and read them, like, you'll see.
They might as well just, like, hand you all out a depression prescription. Oh. Jeez. Oh, my God.
Hey, we're not judging this morning.
That is, like, rubbing salt in the wound to play that at a young person's funeral.
Yeah. I've got one more quick one. This one does make me cry, and it has made me cry because... you know, Chase and I have been dating for 7 years, and we picked This Is Gonna Be Like Our Wedding Dance song.
Oh, so you guys are gonna get married?
Well, yeah.
Are you guys gonna get engaged anytime soon?
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's see first.
I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. Still looking up.
Not necessarily a sad song, but it makes me cry. Yeah. I don't know, because we did at his brother's wedding. Like I was actually DJing it, so I put that song on, and then me and Chase danced to it, and it was cute.
Oh my gosh, don't start crying right now, please. I do like that song. I have a funny story. I was writing like a senior retreat letter to my friend, and that's when you like get like emotional or whatever. And we had like not been friends for 2 years, and just started to be friends, and I like wrote some of the lyrics in there thinking that it was about a friendship, and then I watched the music video and it's not about a friendship, it's about like lovers.
Oh,
and I
was that's
like,
awkward.
That wasn't a great move by me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was bad. We're getting a ton of Instagram responses. Mutter Trucker says Whiskey Lullaby.
Oh yeah. Oh. That is a good one.
Gosh.
Let me pull that one up right here.
While the angels sang a whiskey lullaby.
Here we go. Oh, it's getting me now. Dang it.
Alex can sing?
Wow.
What the heck?
I could sing along. But I can't solo sing.
She was right on tune with it.
I didn't hear it. I'm mad.
Yeah, you didn't hear it because it was so on tune with it.
Allison Krauss, also one of my dream Taylor Swift collaborators. I would love for Allison Krauss and Taylor Swift to do a song together, like a country style song. She is one of my favorite voices ever.
We had a ton of people on our Instagram also say the song All Too Well by Taylor Swift.
Yes.
So okay. Good.
Man, we got some tears up in here. Okay, this is a song I remember, and not to bum you down, because it was a sad event. That's why it's probably tied to it. Because normally this is not a sad song.
I know exactly what song you're going to play.
Which one?
The one with the... 9/11, like when
oh no, where
happened.
Are you in the world? No, that's Alan Jackson. That's no, not that, but it involves death. One of our good friends, nobody saw it coming. He was just friends with everybody, whether you were a jock, nerd, anywhere. My buddy Brandon in school, his girlfriend dumped him a week before he graduated, and he killed himself. He hung himself.
Oh my gosh!
And not to bring the mood down, but this song, he loved, like everybody. It was just a popular song too, but they played this because it was his favorite song. He loved Bone Thugs at his funeral, and damn, I'm getting like the arm. Hair on me is standing up right now. This song just kicks my butt.
I have goosebumps. That is so sad. So sad.
Now can I bring up one more sad thing right here?
Yeah, gosh.
I'm sorry, but I'm thinking this is good because we're so damn sad. If we can bring your level down this much, think of how good the rest of the day is going to be.
Yeah, okay. This is going to be the pit of your day. Just think of that.
All right, let me get right into it. This one right here is for me, and it's Brad Paisley, When I Get Where I'm Going.
I don't know this.
I don't know this either.
I'm going to play it. This is probably the longest clip we'll play. And I heard this song for the first time after my dad passed away like 11 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
And damn, I'm telling you, if you got one person that you believe in heaven and you want to meet one day, think of them right now. I'm crying right now before I even hit play.
Gonna walk with my granddaddy. And he'll match me step for step.
Ah, Joe, this song.
And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left.
Joe's walking out. Joe, why are you walking out?
Then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
I'm legit like crying now. Like, holy crap. Like, can we get video of this? Somebody get a video of me and Liv?
This is so
I think I would cry, but like it just reminds me of my dad because I miss him so much. I mean, that song is just so damn sad.
You said like think of someone when you go to heaven, like who you would want to see. So I thought of my grandpa, and then he said granddaddy, like the first word, and I was like, ah!
I'm sorry. I really hope this works. Otherwise, it's gonna suck if you're sad all weekend long. Let's see here. Do we have any more music? Anything else? Oh. If not, I can get some phone calls right here. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Someone on Instagram said True Colors from the Trolls movie.
Okay. I don't think
I've
seen
that. Are
you
8 years old? Is that who suggested
this?
This
person was like well into her 20s. And she's like, it's so embarrassing.
Crystal's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Crystal?
Hi.
Sorry if I'm making you cry this morning. This is trying to make everybody feel better. I'm telling you, it is. What song is it for you? You hear it and you're like, that's really sad.
Well, recently the Be All Right song, that has really been helping me out. I listen to so many sad songs because it just expresses how I feel at the moment and then I feel better.
What's the Be All Right song? Who sings it?
I think it's Dean Lewis. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, we play that song. Yeah, we play that.
Yeah.
Like, every little thing is gonna be all right.
I don't think that's a song.
No, it's that new song.
It's like,
it's this one.
Found out his girlfriend was cheating, and then his friends are like, oh, don't text her. It'll be all right.
Alex, you hate this song.
I actually do hate this song.
Oh, I hate this song, too. This song makes you cry. There's too much.
No, it doesn't make me cry.
You feel bad for the guy. You feel bad. Exactly.
Okay. People always joke, like, I'm crying in the club right now. Like, this is you to this, because this is like a club song.
Yeah, you guys having fun. Yeah, this DJ's great. I love it. Oh, wait, now we're really getting into the party. Okay, it's a dope one. Hey, thank you for the call. Olivia, not the one on our show. What's up? You're on the Joe and Alex show. What song is it for you that's kind of sad?
Totally, like, Cancer by My Chemical Romance. Like,
oh, yeah, I got to get your emo on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
see, that
totally.
Listened
to it forever.
That has emo written all over it, but that's a great song. Hey, thank you for calling in and sharing that. I know we're going long in this one, but I just wanted to get another call. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Christina.
Hey, is there a song for you that's kind of sad?
There's actually two of them. The first one is Concrete Angel by Martina McBride.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because a little girl ends up passing away from the abuse of her parents. And then the other one is Mad World by Gary Jules.
Yes.
That song gives me the creeps.
Why does it creep you out?
It's just creepy. It's very dark.
It's creepy. I can't listen to it anymore.
Oh, now it went from creepy to scary. Thank you.
Even creepier, I just read a story about there was like a 15-year-old boy in California who killed an 8-year-old.
Oh.
And
Alex.
I'm telling you, hours before the murder, he put a clip of him singing that Mad World in the part where he said, like, the dreams in which I'm dying are the best time I've ever had. He put that on his Instagram story before he murdered that kid. And so now that's burned in my brain.
You know what just happened right here? I'm creating a new term. We've just been Alex. That's when Alex slides
yes.
some kind of sad
like
murder into anything.
Twisted. And here's the thing. We have warning with Murder Monday, but when she does this, it's like, bam,
boom.
It smacks you across the face. You're like, oh, so we're going to go deep, dark, and twisted right
That's
now.
All these songs are deep, dark, and twisted.
No.
Oh, my
no.
God. Maybe we'll continue this a little bit, but why don't you hit us up on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and let us know for you what song is sad so we can cry some, and then maybe we'll feel better about it later. So should I, Joe, here on the Joe and Alex Show, pay more money to fly because I'm the fattest person? I mean, as Alex, I guess, like, weight-wise, are you probably the lightest person on the show?
I have no idea.
I don't want to put your weights out there. I know it feels rude, but I feel like, Liv, do you think you weigh more just actual poundage than Alex?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to bring up your weight if you don't want to, Alex, but
oh,
I feel like
care.
You brought it up before. You're like around 100 pounds or something,
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
You're really light.
That's like basic physics.
Well, yeah, I know, but some people carry differently than, like, I think the heaviest would be me, then Porkchop, then Liv, then Alex. Well, there's this company out here, and I don't know their exact agenda, but I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, should people that are fatter, that weigh more, should they pay more to fly? Because they're using up more of the fuel, and it's also, if we want to get into, you know, like, just worrying about the Earth, it causes more CO2 emissions. A tech company wants to provide airlines with a discrete system of weighing passengers before the flights take off in hopes of reducing fuel cost and CO2 emissions. So that's what I'm saying. Should skinny people maybe get a discount, or should, like, fat people like myself have to pay more money? It's 833-563-2539. Alex,
well,
do you think you should get a little bit of a discount?
Speaking of emissions, I feel like, forget the weight. Why not just say whoever farts the most has to pay more?
Well,
You're putting out more poisonous gas into the air.
I don't have money for that.
Okay.
And Liv doesn't either.
No, I definitely don't. I couldn't fly anywhere. But I think maybe people with kids should have to pay more.
You know what? I don't have a problem with
that. I just think that maybe if you're kid,
what if they're my service kids, though?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many parents. My sisters are going to hate me when I say this. But if your kid cries, then maybe the rest of the flight gets deducted. You know, they get like a $1 refund or like $2 refund.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then you have to pay the difference.
I like that.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. So are we just, okay, do we want to broaden it? Are there any other things that maybe certain people should pay more than pay less? Like, if you're the kind of person that's clipping your toenails on the flight, you should be paying more. Like, if you're doing any body grooming on the flight,
not even that.
Done. You got to pay more money.
Immediate landing, TSA kicks your butt off the flight,
stinky
and then the rest of the people.
Oh, yes, yes.
That is the worst.
If you bring stinky food that lingers in the air, but to be fair, Alex has a very broad range of what stinky food is, except for what she likes. Like, what would you charge me for? If I brought it on, I should pay more money.
Tuna, pasta, like lasagna. That stinks to me.
Okay.
She's looking at Porkchop right in the eyes.
I think we need to have like a middle ground. So like not someone as extreme as Alex, but someone like me. Like I wouldn't say I'm extremely picky, but I do know what smells bad.
Okay, what smells bad? Give me something that you're like, okay, that's kind of rude. I think we all agree tuna fish.
Gluten.
Shut.
Yeah, is that gluten
not
in your
gluten.
Sack?
I think that or any kind of maybe like sushi. I think sushi is that smell will linger on
sushi
the flight.
Has
I don't even
no
think it
smell.
I don't think sushi smells.
Sushi, if it has a smell, I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah,
well, raw fish.
I never smell sushi. I honestly have never smelt it.
You've never? Do you get a lot of raw fish in your sushi?
Yeah, like I'll get like a rainbow roll that has a whole piece on top.
Well, then I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am.
Yeah,
picking.
You are definitely not the expert now.
Or she's going to a back alley and getting her sushi.
Now, listen,
nasty.
I found this in a creek, but it's authentic, okay?
I got it from a vending machine, okay?
Yes. Nothing wrong with that stuff.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, thank you, baby Jesus. I honestly, when I woke up today, I said, you know what? Maybe I'll just quit.
Why?
I don't know. I'm still not sleeping right. I went to bed today about like 12:30-ish or so. I'm just not sleeping well.
And Joe says he doesn't want to go out with me because he's got to get to bed early. I was in bed by 10.
Well, what excuse do you want me to give to you lying? Like, what's the best lie to tell you?
Don't you want to go out with me?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't go to bed until midnight.
What the heck?
Jeez, you guys are crazy. I
didn't
even go to bed that late.
We were not hanging out together.
Yeah, right.
I mean, obviously, like, I can see why she wants to hang out with me, but, like, I'm faithful. So.
No.
All right. Well, that being said, I'm tired as hell, but I'm so glad the weekend's here. A lot of cool stuff going on. Oh, by the way, I don't have all the details because that's how bad I am as a host of the show. But President Trump and Vice President Pence should be here like any moment now, actually.
Yep.
They've already landed. So
yeah, expect a lot of traffic.
Yeah, just look at that before. Be ready to deal with it. I don't care whose side you're on. It's still pretty cool when you got a president and vice president coming to your city.
And so that's going to be bad traffic today and possibly even tomorrow for a little bit with the NRA. Convention.
Yeah, and also if you see an orange cloud kind of hovering around, that might also be it. Just remnances of a spray tan.
Might be.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
That's a joke!
Wow.
No, I was trying to get the joke.
Ever get political on the show, and the fact that you just did right now for the first time really offends
Liv always says it's me.
Yeah, she always blames Alex.
It's
always her first.
I don't actually talk about politics. I just make jokes about politicians.
Right.
Like,
who's that one? AOT?
AOC.
Yeah, she's... Yeah. I'll make fun of her all day,
don't.
Too.
Don't. Her
Have
fans
ever...
are just like BTS fans.
No,
please.
I know. I honestly might... Like, I need to go into protective services if I say anything bad about her because her, like fan base...
They're intense.
...will come for me. My God.
Don't worry. Liv's not actually registered to vote, and she won't actually do anything.
It's fine.
It's fine. She just says random things. What do you guys got going on this weekend, though, with all that being said?
I am not going to the NRA convention.
What?
I didn't plan that out. I probably would have if I would have thought about it and gotten tickets and gone, but I am going to be out of town. I'm going to Louisville to hang out with some of my best friends. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I won't even be here.
What about you, Pork Chop? What are you doing?
If I Uber drive, should I watch out? Like, is everyone going to have a gun?
A lot of them
probably
will. They
walk into their car with a brand new rifle?
They can't bring them in at least when the president and vice president are speaking, they can't have them in there, so.
Did you know that it's an Uber rule? You're not supposed to carry a gun?
Oh, well, I'd be breaking the rules. You're also not supposed to take a gun to church, but I mean.
Oh, well, anyways, I got two more quick things. First thing.
That might be changing.
I just wanted to say I had so much fun at Britain Tavern last night, and I think I want to start, I want like a bunch of people to come out, and I want to make like a Pork Chop team for Family Feud trivia.
Do it.
I really do. Like,
do it.
Was so
post
much
about
fun.
It on your Instagram. It's invite people to go.
Thursday nights, 7:30, Family Feud Trivia.
I'm
I want
busy.
A Pork Chop team.
I'm busy.
Tripping. The other thing I'm excited about, Joe, remember how you got fired from Bird?
Yes, I did get fired for Bird, the ride, well, not the ride trip,
the scooter
thing.
Yeah, you were charging them. Well, I've got a surprise. Monday morning at 9 a.m., you're going to be interviewing someone special. Might be the Lime operations manager here in Indianapolis.
Oh, good, because Bird's dead to me. Like, if there wasn't cameras in Broad Ripple, like, this is how petty I am, just to tell you, like, how, like, you don't want to cross me. I've thought about picking up Bird scooters and just throwing them into the river, but I'm just afraid there's thousands of dollars each that, like, I would get like arrested
for
that.
That doesn't sound too stable.
I thought about I know I'm not. I'm really messed up in the head. I thought about like grabbing like a knife or like little like hedge clippers and just going by and like, cause I know how they work, the things that go wrong with them. I thought about doing that. I thought about deflating the tire.
Oh,
you know what?
Gosh.
Never mind. How about that Family Feud?
Yeah.
How much time do you have on your hands that you
a
think
lot.
About?
When
all
you
of
cross
it.
Me a lot. Hey, it's Pork Chop Feud. Okay. What's up, Liv? What do you got going on this weekend?
Tonight I'm going out to dinner with Jewel Daddy.
Where'd
for
you guys
my
pick?
Birthday. We're going to Nesso.
Ooh, that I'm was my so my suggestion.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah, and it's an Italian restaurant downtown, and apparently it's super sexy and romantic, so I am hyped. And then we have to go to this like Harley Davidson party. His family friends own a bunch of Harley Davidson shops like around Indianapolis.
Was he like, yeah, get on this hog, live and ride?
No, he actually does not like want a motorcycle, and I want a motorcycle. And he said, as long as we're dating, I'm never allowed to get one.
Have you been on one before?
Yes.
How? I feel like Liv would instantly go into a tree.
I can't imagine Jewel Daddy on a motorcycle
I've
at all.
I've never driven one, but it is the most exhilarating feeling in the entire world, just even being on the back of one.
Jewel Daddy doesn't weigh enough to even hold
one
up.
Yeah, neither one of you do. Like, the wind blows, there they go.
You'd be surprised. There's, like, supermodels that have motorcycles, okay? So if they can have one, mm-hmm. I can have one.
Well, you're the closest to a supermodel on the show, so I think you're right.
It's true.
And then my his sister is graduating from her master's tomorrow.
Oh, good. Congrats.
So we're going to that.
Wow, look at all the smart people I'm surrounded by.
I know.
It's amazing.
Does it intimidate you?
It does.
I was going to say it should.
I have resentment towards my mom. She has like a master's. I'm like, I barely got my high school diploma.
Well, whose fault is that? Is that your mom's fault or your fault?
I don't know. My counselor probably would say mine.
It's always someone else's fault.
I blame Alex. I blame Alex before I met her.
Coming up Monday, by the way, something to look forward to with Murder Monday. We are going to have a new case. It involves a custody case gone bad, an out-of-country abduction, and murder.
Man, sounds like a fun weekend, actually. Okay, cool. Well, we can't do any of that unless we get the heck out of here and say goodbye. So Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and myself, Jose, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.